We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From historic Lee Compe Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. On a bright and sunny Sunday afternoon, it's the season series finale between the Jays and the Bradenton Marauders, single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, everybody, it's Larry Larson with you. Thanks for joining us on your Sunday, and welcome into the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The Blue Jays are 23-22 in the second half, seven games out of first place, behind Fort Myers with 19 games remaining in the 2024 schedule. Jays are 57-54 overall after a loss last night, while the Marauders improved their record to 47-66. They're 18-29 in the second half. And again, those second half records are what matters for both these two teams, as they fell short of qualifying with a first half title. So if they want to make the playoffs, they need to win the second half. For Bradenton, that looks a lot less likely than for the Jays, who are seven games back. As we mentioned, they had a chance to pick up a game on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles last night, but could not capitalize on that opportunity as the Jays' win streak was snapped at four games with a 6-4 loss. Let's go through the recap of last night's ball game. Another close one. All five games this week have been decided by three or fewer runs. Blue Jays jumped out early, though, despite falling behind late. Aaron Parker drove in the game's first run with one swing in the first. Had last night off. First pitch. Fly ball deep to right. This is carrying well. Polanco's back. He's at the wall. That ball's out of here. Aaron Parker with his second opposite field homer of the week. So much for that immaculate inning. Instead, it's a one spot for the Jays. Marauder starter Connor Whitgriff yesterday had thrown six straight strikes, and that was quickly broken up by that homer from Parker. Marauders responded in the bottom of the first inning with an RBI single from Johnny Severino that tied the game at one. Going to the second, the Blue Jays scored twice in the top of the second inning on an RBI single from J.R. Freethy and then a sac fly from Nick Mitchell. And then in the bottom of the second inning, the Marauders mirrored that effort with two of their own runs. Deuce Gorson with an RBI single, and Braylon Bishop stole home on a double steal. And so Bradenton tied it back up at three apiece. Blue Jays went scoreless. They went down 1-2-3 in the top of the third, and then the Marauders took the lead for good in the bottom of the third on an RBI double from Shaleen Polanco and then an RBI single from Javier Rivas. Bradenton got another run in the fifth inning on a solo homer from Bishop, so that opened up a 6-3 deficit. The Blue Jays had scoring opportunities late but couldn't capitalize. They scored, or rather stranded, runners on two bases in both the sixth and seventh innings. Blue Jays eventually left 10 men on base last night. The Jays did get back on the board, though, late in the ninth inning as J.R. Freethy scored on an RBI single from Parker. That forced Bradenton back to the bullpen. They took Luigi Hernandez out and put Danny Carrion in, and Carrion ended the ball game by inducing a flyout to Carter Cunningham. So it was a valiant comeback effort from the Jays last night, but it fell short, 6-4 final score for the Marauders, who snapped the Jays' win streak at four games. Looking ahead to this afternoon's pitching matchup, it looks like it might be a bullpen day for both these clubs. Connor Oliver, the southpaw, goes for the Marauders. Oliver is 0-8 this season. No matter how good or bad you are, you got to be a little bit unlucky to have eight losses in one minor league season. Oliver with a 5.60 ERA and 64 and a third innings of work. He struck out 69 batters in those 64 and a third innings. He last pitched earlier this week against this Blue Jays club out of the bullpen. Two innings, no runs, three strikeouts, two walks back in game one of the series. Oliver acquired by Pittsburgh in a trade back on April 7th, just as he opened the season in low A in the Royals organization. He'll be opposed by Colby Holcomb, the right-hander for the Jays. Holcomb making his second start in his professional career and third appearance. His first start last week, last Sunday against Palm Beach, just two innings, but he didn't allow a hit or a run. He worked around two walks. Holcomb, Toronto's ninth-round draft pick out of Mississippi State in this year's draft. So that's the pitching matchup today. It's Holcomb for the Jays and Oliver for the Marauders. Again, look for it to be a bullpen day today. And the Blue Jays bullpen has been excellent this week. 27 and a thirds innings from the Jays pen. 1.98 ERA in five games this week. Just six earned runs. Three of them came yesterday. So again, that is how the pitching matchup looks for today's series finale. Season series between these two clubs stands at 10 games to 7 in favor of the Jays, so they've already locked up not only this series this week, but the season series as a whole with these Marauders. Shifting our attention back to the playoff race and a quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard before today's ball game. Our eyes are very much on the matchup between Fort Myers and Lakeland. Down in Fort Myers, Mighty Muscles won each of the first four games this week over the second-place Flying Tigers. Very frustrating for the Jays as they also won four straight games, and then go figure, both teams lose yesterday. So the Jays probably feel like they're running in place a little bit this week. Lakeland and Fort Myers will get started at noon. Just like all the action around the league, except Daytona and St. Lucie, who will play at 5 Eastern time. We'll step aside for a quick break and then come back with the starting lineups. And first pitch next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. As the sun beats down on Lee Com Park, let's get you the starting lineups for game number 6 of 6 here this week in Bradenton. Starting with the Dunedin Blue Jays, Juan Helaponte will lead it off and play center field. Arjun Namala will bat second and play shortstop. Aaron Parker had two hits yesterday, including a homer. Today he'll DH and bat third. Sean Keyes is back in there batting cleanup and playing third base. He's had an excellent week. Edward Duran will bat fifth and play first base today. Carter Cunningham is out in left batting sixth. Brock Tibbetts will hit seventh and catch. Jaden Rudd is out in right batting eighth. And J.R. Freethy rounds it out for the second straight ball game, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Jays. These are the homestanding Marauders, starting with Johnny Severino, who went 2-for-4 in last night's Bradenton win. Severino, the DH. Kiner Delgado will man shortstop this afternoon, batting second. Ethan Leger plays his second game as a pro at third base, batting third. Esmerlin Valdez is the cleanup man, playing first base. Chalene Polanco is the center fielder, hitting fifth. Yordani De Los Santos is the second baseman, and he'll bat sixth. Andrew Patrick is the left fielder, hitting seventh. And Manuel Torero is out in right, batting eighth. And Derek Berg rounds it out, batting ninth, and doing the catching for starting pitcher Connor Oliver. Blue Jays got off to an excellent start this week. Four straight wins. Lost last night. Trying to get back on the right track here today as the squad continues to play some of its best baseball this season. Marauders have taken the field, which means it's time to take a listen into our nation's national anthem. After that, first pitch between the Jays and the Marauders on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Sunday rendition of our nation's national anthem has us set for baseball. Series finale between the Jays and the Marauders. We'll step aside for a quick break and have first pitch here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On a bright and sunny Sunday afternoon, we're set to wrap up this six-game set and the season series between the Marauders and the DJs. Glad you're with us on your Sunday afternoon. Joan Helaponte, Blue Jays leadoff man, digging into the right-handed batter's box now. Set square off against Connor Oliver, the southpaw, with an ERA at 5.60. Oliver working from the windup, deals the first pitch to Helaponte. Fastball misses inside, and we are underway at 12:02 Eastern time. Game time temperature, toasty 88 degrees and climbing. The pitch. Ponte takes a big swing and a miss on a fastball at 89 in the top half of the zone. One ball, one strike. Ponte had yesterday off. He's played a few games this week, and he's made an impact. 1-1. Check swing, fly ball, shallow right. Torero ranging towards the line. He gets there and makes the catch. For a check swing, that ball traveled quite a long way. About halfway down the right field line, maybe a bit further. Ponte's out number one. Base is empty for Arjun Namala. Blue Jays shortstop. Arjun went 0 for 5 last night, and the Blue Jays 6-4 defeat. First pitch to the righty. Fastball misses inside, ball one. Home plate umpire today is Chad Lagana. He's calling balls and strikes for himself with the ABS challenge system in place. 1-0. Namala swings and fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Each team has three challenges. If they challenge a ball strike call and they're successful, they hang on to that challenge. So you could have way more than three if you're good at it. 1-1. Namala lines it towards the gap in left center. It's down for a hit. Polanco over to cut it off. He bobbles it, which allows Namala to cruise into second standing with a one-out double. Jays with a man in scoring position in the first for Aaron Parker. Namala continues to rake for extra bases. That's his third two-bagger this week. Aaron Parker digs in. Went 2 for 4 yesterday with a homer. Two runs driven in. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower, no score, top of the first. And the first pitch. Parker takes fastball low and in, 1-0. Aaron, the Blue Jays' sixth-round selection at a UCSB, University of California, Santa Barbara. He's a gaucho. 1-0. Misses in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Gaucho's Argentine Cowboys. In case you're wondering. So they call the gauchos that go pro, pro-chos. Rolls right off the tongue. Hitters count for Parker. 2-0 pitch from Oliver. Misses low and in and glances off Berg's glove back to the warning track. And Namala advances to third. Blue Jays now with the game's first run 90 feet away with one out in the top of the first. It's 3-0 on Parker. Aaron has reached safely in all 12 games. He's gotten a plate appearance so far as a pro, hitting .293. He's also got 9 walks. Infield in, 3-0 pitch. Parker takes a called strike. Fastball at 91 on the inside edge. 3-1. Oliver throws a sinking fastball, a curveball, a four-seam fastball, a cut fastball, and a changeup. Write all that down. 3-0. As a slow dribbler left side to the shortstop Delgado, he looks the runner back and throws to first in time. So Namala stays put at third. And Parker is out number two. And the visitors first. Namala still on third base for Sean Keyes. Keyes has been a marauder killer here this week in the RBI department. Batting cleanup for good reason. 6 runs driven in on his week. 3 for 11 across, including not one but 2 go-ahead hits on Thursday. Lefty on lefty here, first pitch. Cutter outside, it's 1-0. So what's so impressive about Oliver's repertoire is not just the sheer volume of pitches that he has, but the balance with which he uses. 1-0. Keyes swings and foul, tips it into Berg's mitt. 1 ball, 1 strike. So those 5 pitches for Oliver, he throws all of them 11% of the time or higher. Sinker about 30%, curveball 22%. 1-1. There's the curve on the outside corner called strike, and it's 1-2. This is where Keys has been at his best this week with two strikes. He's ready for the 1-2 pitch. And he lays off a cutter down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Parker, the Bucknell product, taken in the fourth round by Toronto this year. 2-2 offer. Check swing on a curveball in the dirt. He went. Berg scoops it up, throws down to first in time. And that ends the top of the first inning. Namala doubles, moves to third, but Blue Jays can't bring him home. And our score through a half is the Blue Jays nothing. And the Marauders coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Colby Holcomb is ready for work on a bright and sunny Sunday afternoon in Bradenton. We've got no score as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Holcomb making his second start as a professional. His two starts here with the DJs surpassed the amount of starts he made this spring with Mississippi State. First pitch to Johnny Severino is swung on and foul tipped off the catcher Tibbetts. 0-1. Holcomb made just one start this spring at Mississippi State. He had a tough spring season, but so far so good here with the Jays. He rocks and deals, and Severino pops it up. First base side, Duran ranges into shallow ground, called off by the second baseman. Freeview slides and crashes into the barrier and can't make the catch. JR's all right. At least it looks like. Bends down to it, maybe adjust his sock. 0-2 on Severino. Severino went 2-for-4 yesterday, Pittsburgh's number 19 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Acquired in the Carlos Santana deal from Milwaukee last year. The 0-2. Severino rips and misses on a cutter, strike three. One up, one down for Holcomb. Here's Kiner Delgado. Delgado went 0-for-3 last night with two walks. No score, bottom one. Back in. Nothing. Bottom one. Holcomb, the long-haired righty. Kicks and delivers. And Leger lays off a cutter again. Down and outside. Two balls, one strike. So Leger in 43 games with Ole Miss. Hit .323 with an OPS over 1,000. 1,069 to be exact with 13 bombs. The pitch. Outside, snap throw down to first is late. From Tibbetts. So it's a hitter's count, 3-1. Probably can't expect Holcomb to go any deeper than three innings. We'll just have to wait and see. He reads the sign. Deals home. Leger with a check swing. Called strike. On a sinker on the low inside corner. Runs it full. 3-2. Holcomb on the third base side of the slab. Sets at the belt. Delgado jumps towards second. The payoff is chopped foul. We'll do it again. Blue Jays suiting up in their road grays. Dunedin across the chest in blue and white lettering. Blue caps. The white Dunedin D on the center. Blue socks. And various colors of cleats around the diamond. Payoff pitch to Leger. Throw over to first. Late, and that was Holcomb's third pickoff throw. He didn't get Delgado, and so Delgado gets second automatically. Holcomb forgot how many pickoff throws he had thrown, and the rule is if you throw a third, you have to get him, otherwise it's a balk. Part of the new game speed rules, trying to keep the game moving along. No more unlimited pickoff throws as of 2 years ago. The payoff, swing and a foul back. We'll do it again. No score, bottom one. Holcomb up to 11 pitches. Most of them here in this first against Leger. Another 3-2 pitch as Delgado dashes for third. The pitch is rolled past the third baseman. Keys in the left. That'll drive in Delgado. RBI single for Ethan Leger. His first knock as a pro. Comes against an old college rival, and Bradenton takes a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Brings up as Merlin Valdez. Hit and run executed to perfection there. If Keys wasn't moving towards the bag, that ball would have been hit right at him. Instead, he had no play on it. First pitch to his Merlin Valdez. Swing and a miss. 0-1 on a cutter. Valdez went 0-4 last night with a walk. Bradenton's foremost power threat with 17 homers. Pitch to him. Misses out in front of the plate. Tibbetts knocks it down. Throws down to second as the runner goes. They got him. Excellent throw from Tibbetts. Leger is cut down for out number two. One ball, one strike on Valdez. Excellent recovery from Tibbetts. First to keep that ball out in front and then to get to it quick enough. Leger got a bad jump. 1-1. Valdez swings and fouls it back. Excuse me. Goodness. A little hiccup mid-sentence there. That'll happen. Live radio. No delay. No editing here. So it's 1-2. Holcomb a strike away from his second punch out of the frame. He sets and goes. And Valdez lays off a curveball. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays have done a good job against Valdez this week. He has not added to his homer total. Now the 2-2. Valdez with a late swing and a miss on a cutter down and away. That's strike three, and the inning is over. But not before Bradenton gets on the board first. Delgado singles, moves to second on a balk. And then scores from second on Leger's RBI knock. Through 1-0 Marauders on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. All right, at the top of the second inning in Bradenton, Blue Jays down one zip. First pitch to Edward Duran from Connor Oliver. And a curveball flutters in for a called strike, bottom of the zone. And it's 0-1. Duran had yesterday off. He's 3-for-12 this week. The twist and the toss. Oliver misses high on a changeup. 1-1. Oliver, the lefty, dealing against Duran, who has been excellent against lefties this season. Blue Jays' best hitter against lefties. 1-1. Fastball paints the inside black. Called strike, and it's 1-2. Duran hitting .339 this season against southpaws. .832 OPS. Widens his stance with two strikes. The 1-2. He swings and misses on a curveball. Strike three. No success against Oliver there. That was a good curve. Fell off the table. Second strikeout for Oliver. And here's Carter Cunningham. Cunningham went 0-for-4 last night. Lefty on lefty now. First pitch. Popped up behind home plate. Out of play. 0-1. One zip, Blue Jays trail. Most of the fans that are here today are hiding underneath us, underneath the awnings, both grandstands. Oliver throws, and Cunningham takes a called strike, top of the zone. 0-2. Cunningham did walk yesterday. 0-2 toss. Fastball called strike three. Cunningham wants a challenge, though, and the call is upheld. Three straight strikeouts now for Oliver. Base is empty for Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts also went hitless last night, 0-for-4. Blue Jays trail Bradenton 1-0 in the second. First pitch, called strike, 0-1. We mentioned the Blue Jays jerseys last half inning. Marauders in their home whites today. Marauders across the chest and Pirates looking text. Black caps with gold brims, 0-1. Downstairs, 1-1. Wind is breezing in from center ever so slightly. Not much of a wind today. 1-1. Off speed, called strike, bottom of the zone. That curveball really working well for Oliver today. And he has not hesitated to use it. Even against righties. Reads the sign from Berg. The 1-2 pitch. Is popped up out of play, first base side. We'll do it again. Tibbetts, after going hitless last night, the .250 average in 11 games. The 1-2. He carefully takes a curveball in the dirt, bends his knees at it. 2-2. Tibbetts, drafted out of Indiana by the Jays last month in the 13th round. works the count 2-2. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball lined toward center. Polanco over. He makes a running catch. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the top of the second inning. They still trail 1-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Dancing our way to the bottom of the second inning on a bright Sunday afternoon in Bradenton. Blue Jays down 1-0. Colby Holcomb trying to keep it that way after he coughed up an RBI single to Ethan Leger in the first. It'll be 5-6-7 here for Bradenton, starting with Shaleen Polanco, left-handed batter, Pittsburgh's number 22 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Holcomb, the righty at 6'6", kicks and deals the first pitch. Polanco takes low and in, ball one. Holcomb does go from the windup, but it's easy to get it confused with his stretch motion. The pitch. Polanco takes a curveball on the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Holcomb starts with his body square to third base, as if he were working from the stretch, but he does step. 1-1. Is dribbled slowly to second base. Freedy scoops it up. Underhand flips to first in time. Quick out number one for Holcomb in the second. Here's Yordani De Los Santos. One nothing our score. Blue Jays trail Bradenton. Bottom two. First pitch. De Los Santos squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. De Los Santos last played on Friday and went 1-for-4. He's had a pretty slow week. 0-1 is slowly tapped back to the mound. Holcomb fields on a short hop, jogs halfway to first, and underhand feeds Duran again. 1-3 put out that time, 2-up, 2-down for Holcomb. Andrew Patrick digs in. Patrick had yesterday off, went 1-for-3 on Friday with a walk. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. A rip and a miss on a fastball, 0-1. Well, at this rate, if Holcomb gets another quick out here, he'll certainly be back for the third. 0-1. Patrick bounces it past the mound to the second baseman, Freethy. Off-balance throw to first, he got him. J.R. Freethy, silky smooth at second base. Another great play. Caps off a 1-2-3 bottom of the second inning. Lead remains 1-0 for Bradenton as we go to the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, You can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's an early 1-0 lead for Bradenton over the DJs as we go to the top of the third inning. Jaden Rudd starts off the frame against Connor Oliver, Marauders starter. Deals the first pitch, and it misses up. Ball one. Rudd had yesterday off. He's got one hit and nine tries this week. 1-1 toss. 1-0 toss, excuse me. Misses inside. Two balls, no strikes. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Rudd in his relatively short time with the DJs this year, hitting 167, 11 games. The pitch sails high. Three balls, no strikes. Rudd opened the season with High A Vancouver before an injury. 3-0 toss. Curveball tumbles in, called strike. How about Oliver throwing that curveball on 3-0? That shows you just how comfortable he is with that pitch. Has been all day. 3-1. Rudd checks his swing at the curveball. It misses low and away. That's ball four. Blue Jays have their second base runner of the ball game after Arjun Namala doubled and was stranded on third base in the first. Here's J.R. Freevy. Freevy has been excellent in the field in a short time with the Jays, but had a really good night with the bat last night. First pitch to him. He takes a called strike. Freevy, a switch hitter, batting from the right side here against the lefty Oliver. Blue Jays down 1-0, top three. Freevy last night went 2-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. A one pitch. Rip and a miss. Over a changeup, and it's 0-2. Freedy playing his eighth game with Dunedin after being drafted out of Nevada last month. Freedy with six walks in his seven games. Good patience. Chokes up on the bat with two strikes. Oliver unloads the 0-2 and misses in. One ball, two strikes. Oliver with three strikeouts so far today. He split some time between the bullpen and the starting rotation for Bradenton this season. Now his 1-2. Freely bounces it foul, third base side. We'll do it again. Righty starting to warm now in the Blue Jays bullpen, so we'll have to see if Holcomb comes back out for the third. His pitch count was low enough to where he might. The 1-2. Freely bounces it foul again on the third base line. Still 1-2. Last Sunday, the Blue Jays had Eminem Flores, the righty piggyback Holcomb. And Flores hasn't pitched so far this week, so I imagine that's the plan again today. Next 1-2 to Freely. Another foul ball, this time back to the screen. Freevy battling here. These are the types of ABs that we've seen from him in a small sample size. Slick fielding, middle infielder, with good bat-to-ball skills. Another 1-2. Misses inside and hit him. Got him on the shin, so Freevy wins the battle. Blue Jays have runners on first and second with no outs in the top of the third, trailing 1-0. Here's Joan Helaponte. Helaponte 0-for-1 with a fly out to right. That was a check swing fly out to right. Helaponte back in the leadoff spot today for the first time in a while. First pitch to the righty on the way. It's pulled sharply but foul. Third base side, it's 0-1. Oliver, a well-traveled guy, just 23 years old, but he's already been in two pro systems, drafted by the Royals in last year's draft in the 17th round. Uncommon for a guy who's drafted that late to be traded that early in his pro career. But the Pirates must have saw something. 0-1. Helaponte checks a swing on a curveball, and he went, according to Chad Lagana, home plate umpire, quickly 0-2. But even before that, for Oliver, it seemed like he just couldn't settle down in one place in college. Maybe he's a Johnny Cash fan. I've been everywhere, man. Oliver's 0-2. Ponte swings and misses on a curveball. And that's strike three. It was into Berg's mitt. Just barely plucked it off the dirt. So Ponte's out number one. Here's Arjun. Rudd on second. Freevy on first. It's 1-0 Bradenton, top three. So to really track the timeline on Oliver's collegiate career, he opened it up at Wichita State, only threw two innings in his first year of college ball. So he transferred. First pitch to Namala, popped up out of play, first base side, 0-1. Then went the JUCO route at Wabash Valley Community College in his home state of Illinois. Oliver, a native of the Chicago suburbs, Wabash Valley, well down south. Aptly in the Wabash Valley near the Indiana border. Time called, and it's a pitch timer violation on Oliver. Let that clock wind down a little bit too far, so it's 1-1 on Namala. After Wabash Valley, Oliver went to TCU and then finished his collegiate career at Miami, Ohio. 1-1. Called strike. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-2. Oliver really settled in there in his final collegiate season. Had a good year. Second team All-MAC. Now here he is in the pro ranks. Dealing to the Blue Jays' number 5 prospect, Namala. 1-2 pitch. Is flied high in the air to left center. Andrew Patrick over. The center fielder Polanco calls for it and makes the catch. Throws back into the infield. Everybody stays put. So Oliver retires two batters after allowing the first two to reach. That's up to Aaron Parker with men on first and second. During that fly ball to left field, there was a seagull just wandering around in left, and it's still out there. Now walking towards the left fielder, Andrew Patrick, as Parker steps into the box. First pitch. He swings and misses over a changeup. It's 0-1. It's not uncommon to see a seagull or some kind of bird meander. meandering its way around the outfield, but it is uncommon to not see it move when there's a fly ball out there. He just wants to help. 0-1. Curveball called strike, bottom of the zone. 0-2. Parker calls time. He grounded out to the shortstop, Delgado, in the first. Blue Jays trail 1-0. Top of the third, men on first and second. Great early game opportunity here for the Jays. 0-2 from Oliver to Parker. Up and outside. 1-2. Bradenton drew a lot of headlines around the minor league baseball community earlier this season for another animal wandering its way around the outfield. It was a turtle. 1-2. Up and outside again. 2-2. Now, the video of the turtle running around in right center field circulated around Twitter and every social media platform you could think of. It's a very quick turtle. Maybe the fastest turtle I've ever seen before Magdi Alcoto scooped it up. 2-2 offer. Curveball misses low and in. Runs it full, 3-2. I don't think anybody's going to try and pick up that bird. And just as we say that, he's gone. I don't know where he went. Payoff pitch is tapped foul behind home plate. Parker stays alive. Parker with 9 RBIs in 12 games with the Jays, including 2 last night, 4-for-11 on the week. Here's another payoff. Parker swings and misses on a pitch in the dirt. Berg picks it up, steps and throws to first in time to retire Parker and retire the side. First two batters of the inning reach. Rudd walks, Freethy hit with a pitch, but Blue Jays can't capitalize, and they still trail 1-0 as we go to the home third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Colby Holcomb is indeed out for the third inning for the Blue Jays as Dunedin trails Bradenton 1-0 in the series finale on this Sunday afternoon. First pitch to Emmanuel Torero. Lefty takes a called strike on a fastball, 0-1. Holcomb has bounced back nicely after allowing an RBI single in the first. Worked a 1-2-3 second. The pitch. Torero bounces it slowly down to first base. Duran hustles to it, scoops it up, steps on the bag in time for the out, and then successfully dodges Torero's helmet. It tumbles towards him. Torero lost it, busting it down the line. He's out number one. Derek Berg now into the box for the Marauders. Berg 1-for-10 this week with an RBI. Righty on righty, first pitch. Zips up and away on a fastball at 94. It's 1-0. The pitch has flied into shallow center, falling fast. Aponte in, and it drops in front of him by about 3 feet. Aponte just couldn't get to that ball. So it's a duck snort single for Berg with one out and the third. Here's Johnny Severino. Duck snort single. That's just a curious baseball phrase to me. Where did that come from? First pitch to Johnny Severino. Bounce down to third. Could be two. Keys to second for one. Freedy the turn. Offline at first base. Severino safe on the fielder's choice. Berg is out number two at second base. 5-4 on the put out. Here's Connor Delgado. Delgado batting from the left side. Singled his first time. He scored the game's only run so far. First pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. 1-0 Marauders, bottom three. Delgado came into the ballgame hitting 223. Pause in the pitch. He's chopped down to first base. Duran smothers it with his chest and takes it to the bag in time for the out. And the inning is over. Colby Holcomb works around a single to Derek Berg. And we go to the fourth. Still 1-0. Bradenton over the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's Bradenton 1, Blue Jays nothing as we go to the top of the fourth in sunny Bradenton. Sean Keyes leads it off for the Jays. First pitch. Fastball up and away. Ball one. As a train horn sounds in the distance. A little bit of everything down here in Bradenton. 1-0. Keyes bounces it right to the second baseman, De Los Santos. He gobbles it up and sidearms to first in time. Keyes is out number one in the fourth. Here's Edward Duran. We're close to the water, so a lot of boats. We're also close to the airport. We've seen a handful of airplanes fly over. And, of course, 9th Street just right outside the ballpark. Lots of cars. First pitch to Duran, misses low. 1-0. only thing we're missing is John Candy. And then we'd have Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The pitch. Duran jumps out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. Duran 0 for 1. He struck out swinging against Oliver in the second. The pitch is roped into left, down for a knock. Duran holds up at first base. He's got a one-out single. Starting to swing it well again after somewhat of a mini slump, went hitless for 5 games before a 3-hit game the other night. He's aboard again, and here's Carter Cunningham. Blue Jays trying to make up a 1-0 deficit. Top of the fourth inning, Durant dashes for second. First pitch is a breaking ball, no throw. An incredible jump from Duran, especially against a lefty in Oliver. No hesitation taking off for second base. It's not the first time we've seen that from Duran. 1-0 toss to Cunningham. Breaking ball downstairs, 2 balls, no strikes. We've seen a handful of times this year where Edward is really timed up the pitcher's delivery well and stolen a handful of bases as a result. That stolen base for Edward, number 13 on the season. That's a lot more than your average catcher. Time called now, and the umpires are going to get together. Not sure what's going on. Caden Titchener, the field umpire, looked to have called balk. So Chad Lagana wasn't sure. He didn't see what happened, apparently. So after a chat with Caden Titchener, the field umpire, he goes to Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, to explain the call. Whatever happened was so slight, we didn't really notice it up in the box. Now Mayo pointing out towards the mound, keeping his arm extended. A Statue of Liberty type pose. And now hands on his hips. Doesn't seem too pleased with whatever the outcome is, but discussion is over. Mayo not too heated by any means. Hold on now. They just signaled the count is 1-0. So I guess what happened is that pitch where Duran stole didn't count. It was a balk. 1-0, called strike, and now it's 1-1 on Cunningham, who turns to home plate umpire Chad Lagana and says, okay, it's 1-1? He says, yes. So that's strange. So I guess no stolen base for Duran. All right, then. Now Duran takes off for third. Oliver steps off, throws there. Duran slides, and he's out. Man. Duran almost had him again. What a weird inning. So the count is 1-1 on Cunningham. Looked like Duran stole second base, but it turns out that was a balk, allegedly. Now the 1-1, check swing on a pitch in the dirt. Did he go? No swing. And then Duran caught stealing at third base. Goodness. Two-one. Cunningham pops it up. Sky high behind home plate. Berg shading his eyes from the sun. On the track, makes the catch. Just in front of a camera. Positioned directly behind home plate. That ball almost hit that camera, but luckily for the Marauders, it didn't. And the Blue Jays go down in the minimum after a little bit of action in the fourth. Blue Jays still trail this one, 1-0. The Marauders on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. After a strong three-inning start from Colby Holcomb, Jay Schuler takes over for the Jays as it's Bradenton 1 and Dunedin nothing. Bottom of the fourth inning, the series finale here on this Sunday. Blue Jays have already locked up a series win. They took the first four games to quickly take care of business. Ethan Leger leads off the frame against Schuler. Righty-on-righty matchup. Leger the difference in this game. An RBI single in the first. First pitch. He takes a fastball down and outside. It's 1-0. Schuler making his fourth outing as a pro. 2 2/3 innings. He's allowed 2 earned runs. 5 walks. 1-0. Is dribbled down to the hole at short. Arjun Namala backhands throw to first in time. One down. So here's Valdez with nobody on. Schuler, an undrafted free agent, signed out of Southeastern University. Just up the road in Lakeland. First pitch to Valdez. Called strike on a fastball. 0-1. Schuler, a native of Illinois. Rock Falls. 0-1. Valdez lines it into left, right at Carter Cunningham. He takes a few steps towards center and puts it away. Two up, two down for Schuler. Nobody on for Polanco. A 1-0 score. Bottom four. Bradenton on top. First pitch. Polanco takes a big wave and a miss at a changeup. 0-1. Let's get you the final line on Colby Holcomb. Longest outing of his short pro career. The pitch, called strike, 0-2. Holcomb went three innings, allowed three hits. Only that one run, it was earned. Didn't walk anybody and struck out two. And you could say Holcomb's best outing as a pro. Even though he let up his first run, no walks. That's big. Schuler hoping to do the same in this fourth. He sets and deals. And Polanco pops it up behind home plate. Tibbetts gives it a look on the track, and he watches it drop into the net. And it rolls down back towards the on-deck circle. Tibbetts catches it on the fly, flips it back to the dugout. Oh and two. Schuler with a sinking fastball and a really wicked curveball. That's been his primary breaking pitch. The 0-2. Downstairs on a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Schuler Jeweler from the center of the rubber sets in a closed stance. Comes home and misses down and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Jeweler only threw 7 2/3 innings this spring. Allowed just 2 earned runs. Small sample size. 2-2 now. Downstairs, closer there, over the plate but low. It's full, 3-2. Jeweler opened his college career at Parkland College, Champaign, Illinois. Also home of the Illinois Fighting Illini. Payoff pitch, downstairs, that's ball 4. So no 1-2-3 fourth inning for Jeweler. 2-out walk to Polanco extends the inning for Yordani De Los Santos. De Los Santos tapped out back to Holcomb. The pitcher in the second. Throw over to first is late. Polanco back in standing. De Los Santos, a big right-handed batter. The pitch misses high, ball 1. Hey, speaking of 9th Street, a warm welcome from 9th Street. Just somebody saying hello. 1-0, called strike. Fastball on the outside edge. If that person's goal was to make it onto the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, well, congratulations. It's your lucky day. No prize provided, though. Sorry. 1-1. Popped up. First base side, foul ground. Rudd races over and watches it drop into the bleachers. It's 1-2. Temperature at 90 degrees and climbing. A few clouds floating overhead, but bright sunshine today. The 1-2 is jam shot foul behind home plate. Curveball in on the hands. Still 1-2. Jeweler at 6'3", 205. 23 years old. Gathers the sign from Tibbetts. Sets. And on corks the next 1-2. It's flied into right. This is pretty well hit. Rudd twisting and turning onto the track. Makes the catch. The inning is over. Jeweler works around a 2-out walk to Shalene Polanco and keeps the score right where it is. Bradenton 1, Blue Jays nothing. Through 4 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays still trail 1-0 to the Marauders as we go to the top of the fifth in Bradenton. Connor Oliver returns. Marauders starter deals the first pitch to Brock Tibbetts. It's a called strike. Fastball at the very top of the zone. 0-1. Tibbetts flied out to center. Back in the second. Oliver with the kick and the toss. A slow curveball misses outside. One ball, one strike. Nobody up in Bradenton's bullpen as Oliver has really been dealing. He throws, and Tibbetts lines it into the gap in left center. This is trouble and down for extra bases. Tibbetts around first, heading into second. He'll hold up there. It's a leadoff double. The Blue Jays have the tying run in scoring position to open the fifth. Here's Jaden Rudd. Rudd walked his first time. Now he's in the third. Bradenton scored the only run so far today on an RBI single from Ethan Leger in the first. So that 1-0 lead remains now. Rudd hoping to change that. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Rudd squares to bunt and misses. 0-1. Oliver has thrown five innings two times before this season. It's a season high. Chance to reach that again here this afternoon. 0-1. Rudd doesn't square and takes a called strike two. Backdoor breaking ball. Quickly 0-2. Infield playing to pull for Rudd. Big hole on the left side. The set. And the pitch. Rudd takes a fastball just outside. It's 1-2. If you've joined us throughout the week in the last few weeks with Rudd on the roster, you've known that Rudd was born in the UK, but grew up in Florida, but played for Great Britain and the WBC. 1-2 is tapped to the second baseman, De Los Santos. His only play is at first. He throws there in time. Tibbetts advances from second to third. So Rudd gets the job done. No bunt needed. He's out number one. And here's J.R. Freethy. Freethy was hit with a pitch in the third inning. That was the Blue Jays' last good scoring opportunity. They had two on with no out in the third and couldn't score. First pitch. Misses up. Ball one. Here, you probably just need a ball and play past the infield to tie this game at one. 1-0 pitch. Freethy takes a curveball high. Two balls, no strikes, and now Berg wants to talk things over with Oliver as stirring begins in Bradenton's bullpen out and right. Righty starting to throw. Just a two-man meeting here, Berg and Oliver. And field in for Freethy. Batting from the right side, a switch hitter. Bats from a crouch. The 2-0 toss. Curveball didn't curve enough. It misses up. 3-0. Top of the order in Joan Helaponte waiting on deck. Oliver comes set at the chest. The pitch. Freethy takes a called strike. That pitch looked inside. Freethy leaned out of the way. No challenge, no argument. 3-1. Hitters count here. Oliver. Kicks and deals. And Freethy takes a called strike two. Paints the inside black. Well-located sinking fastball. So it's full now, 3-2. Man on third base. Blue Jays trail 1-0 with one out in the fifth. The payoff is popped up behind home plate. It floats out of play. Still 3-2. Oliver shakes off Burke. Now nods. The next payoff pitch is downstairs in the dirt, ball four. So Freethy reaches for the second time on a free pass. He was hit with a pitch that first time. Runners on the corners with one out for Joan Helaponte, and now the pitching coach Ford will come out for a talk as action continues out in the bullpen. Obviously, Oliver struggling with his command here in this fifth inning, but this also might be a talk of, hey, this is your last batter. Give it everything you got. Oliver at 76 pitches. Looking at his pitch counts this season, his season high is 89. That was earlier this month against Jupiter. Back on the 12th. Excuse me, that was on July 12th. Not this month. So, considering that we're now here in the middle of August, past the halfway point of August, which is hard to believe, guys are kind of on the back end, starting to wind down. And Oliver has thrown a fair amount of innings this season. I don't think he's going to go past 80-some pitches. Meeting is over. Here's Aponte. First pitch. He lays off a changeup downstairs. It's 1-0. Men on the corners, one out. Blue Jays down 1-0 in the top of the fifth. The pitch. Aponte hops it down to first. Valdez gloves it. Double clutches. Throws to second for one. Delgado back to first is wide. Almost hit first base coach Peter Stabrinky. Tibbett scores. And we're tied up. Just like that. Aponte cued that ball off the very end of his bat. Was way out in front of a changeup. Freethy cut down for out number two. And then both Aponte and Stabrinky had to play dodgeball on the relay throw from Delgado on the double play attempt. And that's all for Oliver. He shows some frustration, spikes the rosin bag on the mound. No pitcher wants to leave like this. But the Blue Jays chase Oliver. They finally crack him in the fifth. Tibbetts doubles and then scores on the fielder's choice. We've got a brand new ball game with two outs in the fifth inning. Marauders bullpen coming on after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. The day is done for Bradenton starter Connor Oliver after 4 2/3 innings. Marauders skipper Jim Horner hands the baseball to Peyton Stumbo, a righty who the Blue Jays shelled earlier this week. In one inning, Stumbo led up 8 hits and 7 earned runs, including 2 homers, back on Wednesday. He'll face Arjun Namala with Joan Helaponte over at first. Blue Jays with a run in to not this ball game at 1. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses low and away. It's 1-0. Stumbo coming into the ball game here. Might be thinking, oh, not again. 1-0 to Namala. Called strike. Snap throw down to first is late. So it's one ball, one strike. The first batter that Stumbo faced back on Wednesday was none other than Mr. Namala. The result, a homer on the very first pitch. 1-1 is driven into center. This is well hit. Polanco trailing back. The ballpark will hold this one. Polanco makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Blue Jays tie the ball game. Tibbetts doubles, and then eventually scores on a fielder's choice. RBI for Aponte, and it's the Blue Jays 1, Bradenton 1. Going to the bottom of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Schuler is out, Martin is in for the DJs after they tie the ball game up at one in the top of the fifth on an RBI from Aponte. So Martin trying to preserve the 1-1 deadlock. He'll face Andrew Patrick, Emmanuel Torero, and Derek Berg, the lower third of Bradenton's lineup. Martin, the hard-throwing righty, fastball can reach up to 100. First pitch to Patrick, called strike on the inside edge. Fastball at 91. It's 0-1. Patrick 0-1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Freethy. In the second, the pitch has popped up out of play, first base side. Quickly 0-2. Martin signed at a Southeastern University, drafted by the Blue Jays in the 16th round. Out in front of Patrick, 0-2. The pitch. Fastball up. One ball, two strikes. That last heater, 94. Martin's velo kind of steadily builds throughout his outings. The 1-2. Patrick lines it towards the corner and left. It drops fair and rolls and bounces off the sidewall. Cunningham over to get it, and Patrick stops at second. A leadoff two-bagger. Leadoff man in scoring position for Emmanuel Torero. And here comes Corey Reardon, Blue Jays pitching coach. This is a very quick visit, and it might have something to do with that velocity from Martin. Those initial fastballs that were a little bit lower than normal on the radar gun. Again, just speculation. And considering what we've seen on this Blue Jays roster, you can't help but get a little antsy with all the arm injuries that we've had here this year. Martin has already undergone Tommy John surgery in his career. That was back when he was playing D3 ball. at Shenandoah University in Pennsylvania. So Terrero climbs in. First pitch, he squares to bunt, and the pitch misses low and in. It's 1-0. Blue Jays already have somebody warming up out in the right field bullpen. Martin really trying to find his command still. Got the win earlier this week. One inning, he walked two. 1-0. It's grounded sharply to the hole on the right side. Diving stop from Freevee. It pops out of his glove, and everybody's safe. That does save a run for now, though. Freevee keeping that ball on the infield. More strong defense from him. He had nobody to throw to at first base anyway as Duran ventured off the bag to try and cut that ball off. Runners on the corners with no outs for Derek Berg. Nine batter. Singled his last time in the third. His only time at the plate today. First pitch. Runner goes from first. Pitch outside. Called strike. Throw down. He's out. Brock Tibbetts cuts him down. Terrero is out number one stealing, and Patrick stays at third. That'll bring the Blue Jays infield in. 1-1, bottom five. The pitch. Low and in. It's 1-0 on Berg. Rather, 1-1 on Berg, excuse me. Berg with five runs driven in. His time as a pro. The pitch. Downstairs. Two balls, one strike. Four of those RBIs for Berg came on his first pro hit. A grand slam, but not just any grand slam. An inside-the-park grand slam last week at St. Lucie. 2-1. Downstairs. Tibbetts knocks it down. Three balls and one strike. Get this, that was the second inside-the-park grand slam for Bradenton this year. As Merlin Valdez did it on May 10th, also against St. Lucie. 3-1. Berg pops it up, and it fades into the first base grandstand. Out of play. It's full, 3-2. Martin trying to keep this game tied up at one. Patrick, the go-ahead run on third base. Martin reads the sign, sets in a closed stance, kicks and fires, and Berg swings and misses. There's the heater from Martin, 96. Lights up on the radar gun, and that's out number two. Here's Johnny Severino. Righty on righty. First pitch. A check swing on a pitch in the dirt. Here comes Patrick to the plate. No flip. He's safe. Bradenton back on top. That ball bounced just far enough away from Tibbetts on the third base line. Patrick rolled the dice, and the gamble pays off. 2-1 Marauders now. Severino 0-2. Pitch to him. Breaking ball called strike. Martin well out in front. The pitch. Fastball called strike. Three at the knees. No doubt about it. Inning over. Martin strikes out two, but a run does come in to score. Patrick starts the inning with a double, scores on a wild pitch. 2-1 Marauders as we're through five on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. The 1-1 tie is short-lived as the Marauders scratch across a run in the bottom of the fifth. They lead 2-1, top of the sixth now. First pitch to Aaron Parker, called strike, and it's 0-1. Final game of the season series between these two clubs. Blue Jays lead the season series 10-7. 0-1 to Parker. Is hopped down to third base. Leger charges, gloves, throws to first in time. Valdez with a stretch. He falls down after making the catch. Out number one. Here's Sean Keyes. Blue Jays have a day off tomorrow, as is standard. And then they're back on the road at Clearwater starting Tuesday for a six-game set. Rivals in the Florida State League West, separated by just 15 minutes. First pitch to Keyes. Inside, it's 1-0. Keyes 0-2 with a strikeout and a groundout. 2-1 Bradenton. We're in the sixth. The pitch, wave and a miss. 1-1. This is very much a hitter-friendly ballpark. One swing could tie this game. We've seen it from Keyes this week. The pitch, low. 2-1. Sean, a recent entry into the Blue Jays' top 30 prospect list, according to MLB Pipeline. 2-1. He takes inside. 3-1. Keyes now 1 of 3. Top 30 Blue Jays guys, according to Pipeline, on this roster. 3-1, lined into right, hard, right at Torero. He doesn't even move. Reaches out and makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down, and the visitor is sixth. Here's Edward Duran. Duran's 1-2, singled his last time in the fourth. Struck out in the second. First pitch, he ducks away from a curveball from Stumbo. 1-0. Stumbo has retired all three batters he's faced. He rocks and deals. There's the curveball again, that time a strike. 1-1. Duran waves the bat back and forth. The pitch, a cutter misses down and away. 2-1. So Stumbo very eager to put his outing earlier this week behind him. Those 7 earned runs on his line. 2-1. Duran takes high. 3-1. Speaking of eagerness, Duran still without a homer. Sure, he's got some urgency to change that before the season ends. The pitch. Fly ball, shallow left. Patrick in. He can't get there. Drops in front of him, and it's a multi-hit game for Edward Duran. His second single brings up Carter Cunningham. Tying run aboard for Carter. Blue Jays trail 2-1, top of the sixth. Cunningham 0-2. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch from Stumbo is hopped to the right side. Diving stop from De Los Santos. Throw from his knees to first in time. What a play from De Los Santos. Robs Cunningham of the hit and ends the top of the sixth inning. Blue Jays go scoreless. They still trail 2-1. Going to the bottom of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Right-hander Eminem Flores is on for the Jays out of the bullpen as Dunedin trails Bradenton 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Flores will face Delgado, Leger, and Esmerlin Valdez to start. Starts with Delgado. Batting from the left side, he squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes a called strike. On a fastball at the top of the zone, Delgado tilts his head to the side as if to say, I'm not so sure about that one, Chad. 0-1. He's skied into left. Routine for Cunningham. He shades in towards the line, makes the catch. One away. Here's Leger. Flores making his second appearance in his short time with the Jays. His first one was last Sunday, went 4 1/3 innings, allowed 4 hits, 3 earned runs in the Blue Jays' Sunday loss. First pitch to Leger is popped up on the infield behind home plate. Tibbetts shading his eyes from the sun, makes the catch. Two quick outs. Base is empty for Valdez. Eminen Flores, E-M-I-N-E-N. Eminen. First pitch to Valdez, called strike. 0-1. It's Bradenton 2, Blue Jays 1, bottom 6. The pitch is tattooed right at the third baseman Keys. He makes a reaching catch. That ends the inning. So far, so good for Flores. 3 up, 3 down in the sixth. To the seventh we go. Still 2-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Score remains Bradenton 2 and the Blue Jays 1 as we go to the top of the 7th. New pitcher on for Bradenton, it's Carlos Castillo. First pitch to Brock Tibbetts, called strike, 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner there. Tibbetts scored the Blue Jays' only run so far today in the 5th. 1-0. Swings and fouls it back. Over the press box, out of play. Quickly 0-2. So Tibbetts roped a double to open that 5th. Flight out to center, his first time in the 2nd. The difference in this game, Andrew Patrick scoring on a wild pitch in the bottom of the 5th. 0-2. Tibbetts reaches out, chops it to the right side to the second baseman, De Los Santos, and it gets by him into right. It's a leadoff single for Tibbetts. Tying run aboard to open the 7th. Here's Jaden Rudd. Rudd 0-for-1 with a walk. Blue Jays trail 2-1, top 7. First pitch to Rudd. He takes inside. It's 1-0. We mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Rudd from the UK, and he played for Great Britain's World Baseball Classic team. 1-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes. But Rudd grew up in Florida. So how that came to be was Rudd told us that Great Britain's hitting coach just DM'd him on Instagram. 2-0. Sharp ground ball through the right side for a base hit. Tibbetts stops at second base, and now the Blue Jays are cooking with gas. Back-to-back knocks to open the 7th inning. Tying run on second base for J.R. Freethy. Numbers on Castillo entering this appearance are not great. Small sample size, but 4 innings, 5 earned runs. He's just been knocked around. 10 hits. First pitch to Freethy, batting from the left side. Curveball low and in. 1-0. So to wrap up on Rudd, got DM'd on Instagram by Great Britain's hitting coach. Hey, you want to play for us? Sure. So he did. 1-0. Freethy swings and fouls it back. 1-1. But Rudd very much a red-blooded American. Big hole on the left side for Freethy. Tibbetts the tying run on second. The set. The 1-1. Fastball paints the outside edge. It's 1-2. The breeze has been calmed as the day has gone on. The 1-2 pitch. Freethy takes outside. 2-2. So not really playing an advantage to the hitter or pitcher right now. If there's any wind, it's blowing slightly in from center. Castillo holds the baseball behind his back. Now comes set. 2-2 to Freevy. Hey, is it called strike three? He knew it. Thought about going around, but by the time he did, it was too late. Looking strikeout for out number one in the top of the seventh inning. Here's a Aponte. Aponte drove in a run his last time. On a fielder's choice in the fifth. Scored Tibbetts. Now trying to do that again to put the Blue Jays back into a tie. First pitch. Curveball called strike. 0-1. An extra base hit could put the Blue Jays in front for the first time today. Aponte has extra base juice. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a foul back. Aponte does not get cheated on his swings. His follow through so often, the barrel slaps on his back. He's got to be bruised up on his back. And the 0-2 is a called strike three, but the Blue Jays challenge, and the call is upheld. Back-to-back strikeouts from Castillo with runners on first and second. Blue Jays are 0-2 in the challenge department. So now it comes down to Arjun Namala. Tibbetts on second, Rudd on first. Arjun 1-for-3 with a double. Righty on righty. The first pitch. Called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Namala hit a ball well last time. In the fifth inning. Out to center, but it hung up for Polanco. 0-1 pitch. Down and outside. Reaching grab from Berg. Keeps the runners at bay. One ball, one strike. Castillo reads the sign. Sets. Delivers. A slow swing and a miss from Namala. By the time he decided he wanted to swing, it was well too late. Good curveball. Makes it 1-2. Now Castillo, strike away from striking out the side after those back-to-back singles. And a one-run game, 2-1 Bradenton, top seven, big pitch. On the way, Namala cuts and misses strike three. Curveball got him, and Castillo escapes. Tibbetts singles, Rudd singles, and then three straight punch-outs take us to the stretch, with Bradenton still leading 2-1 over the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Blue Jays still trail this one. They strand two runners in the top of the seventh, so it remains 2-1 Bradenton. First pitch to Shaleen Polanco from Eminen Flores. Misses outside. 1-0. Flores worked a 1-2-3-6 on just four pitches. Polanco pops this pitch up. Third baseman Keys into shallow left, battling the sun, and he lost it. It drops for a hit. It looked like Keys had a beat on that ball. He's using his glove to shade his eyes from the sun, and it dropped right next to him. He lost it at the last second. Leadoff man is aboard for Yordani De Los Santos. The Marauders seek insurance for their 2-1 advantage. Righty on righty, first pitch to De Los Santos. Breaking ball called strike, it's 0-1. De Los Santos 0-2, lined out to right in the fourth. The pause in the pitch, way outside, reach and grab from Tibbetts. 1-1. We'd be remiss to not mention today is a special day in baseball history. 1-1. Has popped up. Shallow center. Freethy races out. The center fielder, Aponte, and it's Freethy. He reaches up and makes the catch. Just in front of Aponte. About 2 feet from a disaster there. But Freethy makes another excellent play for out number one. Oh, exhale. Polanco remains at first. Here's Andrew Patrick. First pitch. Down and away, ball one. Patrick scored the game's go-ahead run. Back in the fifth. The difference in a 2-1 game. He doubled and then scored from third on wild pitch. 1-0, runner goes from first. Pitch misses down and away. Throw down is offline. Stolen base from Polanco. Man in scoring position for Patrick now. But today, going back to what we were starting to talk about, today, August 18th, pitch timer violation called on Patrick, so it's 2-1. August 18th is birthday of Pittsburgh Pirates and baseball legend Roberto Clemente. Would have been 90 years old today. 2-1 is drilled high in the air to left, hooking towards the corner. Cunningham's over, and it's foul. Patrick got a hanging breaking ball, got out in front of it. 2-2. Patrick 1-2 with that double. Now is in the fifth. Flores throws, and Patrick flies this one into center. Aponte ranges back, gets behind it, makes the catch. Polanco fakes a tag from second and stays put. So it's up to Emmanuel Torero to wrap up on Clemente, or of course, just to mention, this is where he played his spring training games when he was with the Pirates. First pitch to Torero, bounced foul, first base side. 0-1. So, of course, a lot of folks around baseball recognizing that today. Clemente, a guy that did a lot not only for Puerto Rico, but also for Pittsburgh. And just in general for baseball. 0-1. Torero bounces it down to first. It hugs the line, stays fair. Duran picks it up and steps on the bag for out number three. So Flores leaves Polanco on second base and keeps this score 2-1. Bradenton through seven on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. To the eighth we go in a one-run ball game at Leecom Park in Bradenton. It's Bradenton 2 and the DJs 1. Carlos Castillo remains in the game for the Marauders. They'll face Parker, Keys, and Duran. 3-4-5. Blue Jays lineup starting with Parker. First pitch called strike and it's 0-1. Parker, after his 2-for-4 day yesterday, is 0-for-3 today. Two ground outs and a strikeout. The pitch. Swing and a foul back. A big hack. It's quickly 0-2. So Parker, with three homers in 12 games, is homering at the same rate he did in college this spring. One homer every four games. Blue Jays could use a homer here. The 0-2. Misses up and away. One ball, two strikes. Parker hit 12 homers in 48 games this spring. 1-2 pitch, just outside, two balls, two strikes. That's an impressive clip to pick up, considering that hitting is more difficult with wood bats. 2-2. It's bounced down to third base right at Leger. His throw to first is in time. 5-3 put out for out number one. Here's Keys. Keys 0-for-3. Fly out to right his last time in the sixth. It's a hard line out. Right out, right at Emmanuel Torero. The pitch. Misses low and way. Ball one. Blue Jays won the first four games this week, hoping to win five games in the series. 1-0. Sharply rolled right at second baseman De Los Santos. He gobbles it up, wings it to first in time. Two up, two down for Castillo in the eighth. Here's Edward Duran. Duran's got two singles on his line, 2-for-3. 2-1 Bradenton, top of the eighth, first pitch. Edward takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Blue Jays threatened against Castillo last inning as Brock Tibbetts and Jaden Rudd both singled. Pitch, called strike, quickly 0-2 on a 94-mile-an-hour heater. 0-2. Castillo bounced back by striking out the side. The 0-2. Way outside on a slider. And chase pitch, and Duran didn't chase. He doesn't do that much. Time called, and Derek Berg needs a moment as that slider caught him clean. Out on his shin. Maybe his calf. 1-2 toss. Duran lines it right at the shortstop, Delgado. Three balls hit right at defenders for three outs in the eighth. Blue Jays go down in order. We go to the bottom half. Score remains 2-1 Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Bradenton 2, Blue Jays 1, bottom 8 in Bradenton. Jimenez Flores returns to face 9-1-2 in the Marauders lineup. Trying to keep the score right where it is. Starts with Derek Berg, who's 1-for-2, first pitch. Fastball down and away, ball 1. Berg singled in the third and struck out in the fifth. Flores kicks and deals. And Berg turns away from a fastball up and in. Two balls, no strikes. The offer. Berg gets under it and pops it up on the infield. Foul ground. Tibbetts can't find it near the dugout. Keyes has a beat on it and makes the catch. Oh, that sun has been vicious today. Keyes lost a ball in the sun last inning, but this time he makes the play. Here's Johnny Severino. Florida sun is just a little bit different than the sun in New York. First pitch to Severino, tapped foul, it's 0-1. Blue Jays trail 2-1, bottom 8. Keyes, a native of New York, Long Island. 0-1. Upstairs, one ball, one strike. Continuing our discussion of Roberto Clemente on his 90th birthday, the pitch, called strike on the outside edge, it's 1-2. David Marinus, one of the great biographical writers that we have, 1-2, down and outside, two balls, two strikes, one of the great biographical writers in this country, wrote a great biography on Clemente, 2-2. Line drive into center, racing in a punte. He makes the catch. Two down. Here's Kiner Delgado. Base is empty. 2-1 Marauders lead in the eighth. So in Marinus' biography of Clemente, he told a story that kind of encapsulates how Clemente was with fans a lot of the time. First pitch to Delgado, down and away, ball 1. It's 1-0. So Clemente one time was signing autographs after the game, 1-0. Down and inside, two balls, no strikes. Somebody told him that he missed somebody, so he was on the bus and got off to go sign some more, 2-0. Low and in, three balls, no strikes. And it was a young girl and one of her parents, her father or mother, I forgot which. 3-0 pitch. Delgado takes all the way, called strike. He wants a challenge. He thinks it's ball four, and it is. 2-out walk for Delgado. Extends the inning for Ethan Leje. So Clemente got off the bus to sign for this young fan, and he gets in a conversation with them, and then soon enough, he turns around and the bus is gone. Back to the airport on getaway day. So Clemente doesn't have a ride, and so the two fans said, hey, we'll give you a ride. So Clemente got a lift to the airport with these two random fans. Throw to first is offline, bounces off Delgado. On the pickoff attempt. So Clemente struck up conversation on that car ride and then eventually established a long-standing friendship with that young fan and her family. He would leave them tickets in different cities. First pitch to Leje. Misses up. One ball, no strikes. They eventually visited Clemente in Puerto Rico. 1-0. Called strike. One ball, one strike. That's all because Clemente missed the bus for signing autographs. Now, he could have taken that as a sign that maybe he shouldn't be talking to these people, or he could have gotten irritated. 1-1 is a hopper through the middle for a knock. Delgado stops at second base. Back-to-back two-out base runners for the Marauders in the bottom of the eighth, looking for insurance. It's 2-1. But instead of getting angry about it, Clemente made some friends. So Valdez comes to the plate now. Reading that book, Clemente, it's titled, by Marinus, you really learn about what Clemente was like. And he was a guy who was often rubbed the wrong way by the media, understandably so. Flores steps off and fakes a throw to second base. Nobody's there to receive a throw. Whoa, there are some fans. First time we've heard any fans all day. Goodness. Now the first pitch to Valdez. After the pause from Flores, time called. And it's a pitch timer violation. 1-0. But Clemente was essentially baseball's first real Latin superstar. And a lot of the time in early goings of his career, he wasn't treated fairly by the media in Pittsburgh and elsewhere. 1-0. Downstairs. One ball, one strike. Excuse me, two balls, no strikes. So Clemente at times is a really complicated character. And that book does a really nice job telling the story of how he dealt with that throughout his career. 2-0. Fly ball, shallow center. Aponte's there. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Marauders strand two. Delgado on second. Leje on first. We go to the ninth. Last chance for the Jays as they trail Bradenton 2-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Blue Jays down to their final three outs on this Sunday afternoon in Bradenton. Carter Cunningham, Brock Tibbetts, and Jaden Rudd do up as Dunedin trails 2-1 in the series finale. Cunningham digs in 0-for-3, first pitch. Slapped the opposite way, pretty deep to left, but Patrick ranges back and makes the catch in front of the track. One pitch, one out. Well struck. Not a fastball, but not hard enough. And here's Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts having a good day at the plate. 2-for-3 with a double and a single. Just need one here. One swing could tie this game. First pitch. Low and away on a slider. Ball one. They kick in the pitch. Slider again, downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Tibbetts scored the Blue Jays' only run in the fifth. 2-0 is popped up. Shallow right, long run for Valdez, and the right fielder Torero calls everybody off and makes the catch. Just like that, the Blue Jays are down to their final out, represented by Jaden Rudd. Rudd walked in the third, grounded out in the fifth, singled in the seventh. Bradenton 2, Blue Jays 1. Last chance for the Blue Jays today. Castillo, the righty, deals the first pitch. Rudd, the lefty, takes low and in, ball one. And a sinker. Castillo, the big-bodied righty from the wind, kicks and deals, and Rudd lines it foul. A screamer down the first base line. One ball, one strike. Rudd without a homer. His time with Dunedin. Did not have a homer with Vancouver and his time up there to open the year. The 1-1. Inside for now. It's challenged and the call is upheld. So the Marauders lose their first challenge of the day. They've only challenged two calls. It's got to make Chad Lagana feel pretty good. Home plate umpire. 2-1 pitch. Rudd lays off a curveball outside. 3-1. Blue Jays scored a run last night down to their final out. They can do so today, it would tie the game. 3-1. Rudd swings away, flies it into center, but it hangs up for Polanco. And that ends the ball game. Blue Jays take the series, but they lose the last two. Dunedin goes down 1-2-3 in the eighth and the ninth against Carlos Castillo. Best chance the Jays had against Castillo was two men on with no out in the seventh. But the opportunity goes by the wayside, and so does Sunday's series finale. We'll step aside and come back with the final totals after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single-game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back to wrap things up at Leetcom Park. Final time this season for the DJs down here. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Bradenton Marauders today. They score two runs on seven hits, no errors, and leave five. For the Jays, they score just one run on six hits, no errors, and seven men left on base. The Blue Jays finish the game 0-10 with runners in scoring position. So the opportunities were there. The execution was not today, but all things considered, a good week for the Jays. They take 4 of 6 on the road over the Marauders. And anytime you can win a series on the road, that's a successful week. With today's loss, the Blue Jays are back down to 500 in the second half, 23-23. They are 57-55 overall. The Marauders moved to 19-29 in the second half and 48-66 in 2024. The winning pitcher is Peyton Stumbo for the Marauders. He went an inning and a third, allowed one hit, no runs, didn't strike anybody out, but it was a far cry from his disaster of an outing earlier in the week when the Blue Jays lit him up for seven runs. No runs today. Stumbo improves to 3-4. The loss goes to Colby Martin as he threw an inning, allowed two hits, one earned run on a wild pitch, didn't walk anybody and struck out two. Martin is 1-1. And the save goes to Carlos Castillo, his first three innings, no runs, three Ks. This ball game was played in a quick 2 hours and 6 minutes in front of a paying crowd of 1,400 at Leetcom Park on this hot Sunday afternoon. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League before we say so long and head into the day off. Bottom of the sixth inning in Clearwater between the Threshers and Tampa. Clearwater leads 4-3. They're going to the ninth down in Fort Myers, and Lakeland leads 4-2 over the Mighty Muscles. They're trying to salvage the last two games of that series after Fort Myers took the first four. St. Lucie and Daytona will not start until 5 Eastern time. And the final score to report from Palm Beach, one-run victory for the Cardinals over the Hammerheads, 3-2. That's the Florida State League. As for the Toronto Blue Jays and their affiliates, the big league club just started. And no score to report from Wrigley Field in Chicago. Actually, I don't think they've started quite yet. Again, they will start at 2:20, so no first pitch there yet in the series finale between Toronto and Chicago. They're through four up in AAA. Buffalo leads 5-2 over Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Vancouver will start at 4:05 Eastern against Spokane, series finale there. New Hampshire and Reading don't start until 5:15 Eastern in Reading. So lots to be decided today around the org. But the Blue Jays fall 2-1 down here in Bradenton. Looking ahead to next week's series, the Blue Jays don't go home. Well, they kind of do, as they take on Clearwater, just 15 minutes down the road from TD Ballpark. That series begins on Tuesday night with first pitch set for 6:30. We hope you can join us then as our pregame coverage, as always, presented by Eddie's Bar and Grill, begins at 6:15. Pitching matchup to be determined, but it will likely be Gage Stanifer for the Jays, as he's been pitching on Tuesdays lately, but again, to be officially announced. But what we do know, 6:30 Eastern time first pitch at BayCare Ballpark between the Jays and the Threshers in the penultimate road series of the year for the Jays. Just 18 games left in 2024 now. Hard to believe it's flown by, but the Blue Jays have been playing some good ball, but they fall short today. For everybody back at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Sunday afternoon. One more time, the final score. It's the Marauders 2 and the Blue Jays 1. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody. We'll talk on Tuesday.